is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Queensland, Australia, Scott Maiman of CBS News. The reporting from the BBC, 8 million Australians urged to turn off lights. Australia's energy minister has urged households in New South Wales, a state that includes the country's biggest city, Sydney, to switch off their lights in the face of an energy crisis. It comes after Australia's main wholesale electricity market was suspended because of a surge in prices. I go to Scott to ask, this is New South Wales, one of the most populous, if not the most populous states. You're in Queensland, the frontier. Have you had difficulties with energy as well? Good day to you, Scott.
G'day, John. Yeah, we got the warning as well that between 5 o'clock in the afternoon and potentially 9 o'clock at night, we could have the lights turned off. We are fortunate that that has been averted so far, but it was something that didn't just impact the people of New South Wales, but also the people of Queensland. At first, the population was put at 8 million. Now it seems like 13 million people came very close to having the lights switched off on them. A bit of a background to all of this. We are in winter, so obviously we will have greater demand for heating devices. We're using more energy to keep warm. The Russia-Ukraine conflict has caused pressure on gas and all forms of energy, including some of our gas exports off mainland Australia. All of this is causing prices to skyrocket. Now, in response, our regulator put a cap on the pricing by the generators to help consumers. Originally, generators in turn said, well, if you're going to cap our pricing, we're going to shut down. We'll switch things off. It's the only way for them to make money, according to some of the generators. It was made worse that several generator facilities were offline for one reason or another, so they weren't generating enough electricity. Now, the government also threatened to intervene, ordering gas suppliers to provide adequate, cost-effective supply in Australia, or the government would consider an order to stop the gas from being exported. This, of course, did not wear well with some of the retailers and the facilities that were trying to make money. There is a side note, ironically, other countries are buying gas cheaper than what we pay for it here in Australia. In a nutshell, our regulator has now taken control of the Australian supply. Generators are being ordered not to shut down. So we do have a big issue at the moment with generators and retailers and facilities that are trying to bend the system so that they can make some money. At the same time, we've got the skyrocketing prices as well. It's such a bad situation.
I read from The Guardian Australia, at the most, the prices are going up by 18%, but mostly it's less than that. In New South Wales, it'll probably be around 119 or up to 227 more per household per year. In South Australia, for example, only 124 on more on average over a year. And Queensland, somewhere in between. So everybody's paying the price of energy. At the same time, the new government emphasizing climate as a major concern for not only Australia, but New Zealand. The Prime Minister has been speaking about inattention to your energy grid and your energy sources these many years, the previous government. Is the burden of additional prices leading to reports on the television or the radio that people can't pay their heating bills? Are there subsidies being offered, Scott? That was the case in Britain for a while.
Yeah, the cost of living, not just the energy side of things and heating, but food as well, petrol, we've seen it all, everything going up. I mean, who would have thought that lettuce would cost $11, $12, $13 a head? But with views to our heating and our gas, There are a variety of plans out there. There are community service centres that are helping and pitching in, but even they are facing the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, because there are so many people who are being impacted by the rising cost of living. Some of the retailers have offered payment plans. Well, that's all well and good to offer a payment plan, but people are suffering at the moment because everything has just skyrocketed.
We come now to the word stagflation, which we inherit from the 20th century. This is Australia Guardian again. Talking about the war in Ukraine, petrol prices, $11 lettuce. You got an expensive head of lettuce there, $11 on, according to The Guardian. And stagflation, which is a form of inflation at the same time the economy is not growing. The grocery store, the petrol pump. What we have in America are people complaining. What we have in Britain are people complaining. Are they complaining in the always happy, always smiling Australia, Scott?
Yeah, we are in crisis as far as all of that's concerned. People are complaining. We spoke just last week, Lettuce Gate, as we've been affectionately calling it, where lettuce is being replaced on burgers from fast food outlets with cabbage instead. And it has not gone down very well. But it is something that people are saying enough is enough. Now, we do have a new government. It's only about a month or so old. The new government realizes that there is a problem, but it hasn't acted quickly enough. And it says that it can't act quickly enough because they've only just moved in. They're trying to remedy so many situations, which they say was the fault of the previous government, which is one of these situations. We're talking about the coal and the gas issues, the energy issues that Australia is facing right now, which the new government is saying was the fault of the old government from 10 years ago. So they're trying to remedy a lot of things, but they're saying it won't happen straight away, but they are working on it.
The weather. We used to talk about the weather as the lead all the time. It's winter time. It snows in your high parts, and you have wind and rain. However, have you experienced any unusual amount of rain or cold rain or snow in Queensland, Scott?
Yeah, we are seeing bits of snow in some of the higher elevations, as you've pointed out. And it's unusual this time of year. It is cold. I am freezing at the moment as we do this report, simply because we are facing colder than normal temperatures for this time of year. Now, it does get cold here, but not usually, at least for another month or so. The rain, we're fortunate that the rain has backed off. We have seen bits of rain come in, and it is that cold, frosty rain that's been coming down. But it's unusual this time of year to get so cold so quickly. It just beggars belief as to how cold it's been and what will happen when we do actually reach that bad part of winter when it does get cold, essentially.
An energy challenge in Australia and winter. Energy around the world is the story right now. Scott Maiman of CBS News in Queensland. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.